music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Anyway, on the line I have Gillian Bird from the DSPCA. Hiya, Gillian, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good.
Okay, we're going to talk about neutering cats. Is this a particular time of year for doing that, or is it an all-year-round thing you should think about?
Yes. All right, I'm losing you now. I can barely hear you there.
Oh, sorry about that.
I've got you back again. Excellent.
Okay.
Sorry, no, missed that.
I'm saying, we're going to talk about neutering cats. Is this an all-year-round thing, or is this the type of spring? Is this the time to do it?
So what happens this time of the year is the time of the year the cats are thinking about going out and mating.
Mm-hmm. Springtime.
To the proper kitten season of the year. So it's a great time to think about doing it. And it's a great, you know, really important thing to do. And not just the females. It's really important to get the male cats done as well.
Okay. And is there a cost attached to it, or is there any special offers? I mean, it doesn't sound...
There is. We do stuff in February. We call it Feline February. So for the month of February, we are doing a female cats for €25 and the males for €10. Unfortunately, all the places we have for the female cats, unfortunately, are already booked, but we still have some places left to neuter the male cats for €10. So what people have to do is go onto our website, dspca.ie, have a look at the little rotating banner and click on the link, and it'll tell them all the details. So they book the cats in online and pay online for it and then bring them up to ourselves on a Wednesday, Thursday or Friday.
Okay, now a lot of people have cats, as you know, obviously, and a lot of them have at home, never sort of really get out as such. I mean, they're not sort of open the door and let out, although a lot of people are great for doing that. Is there an age that where you can say to yourself, well, she's a bit old now for neutering? Or is there... young do they have?
Well, they can be neutered once they're 6 months old.
Okay.
So it's well worth getting them, because that's when they start being able to reproduce.
Okay.
If you have a very old cat, and it's a house cat, and it's never got out, and it's maybe 8 or 9 years old, you could possibly think about not getting it neutered. But obviously, there again, it would be very different. You're better off talking to your vet if you have any questions about neutering. Mm-hmm. But cats can have kittens right up until old age.
Wow.
So it's really important. And they will find a way if they want to get out. They'll find a way to get out. They're quite different to other animals. The situation is usually that they have a season, a time of the year they come into season. It's not like a dog. It's not an obvious sign. And they will go out and they'll mate. And they actually get pregnant every time they mate.
Wow.
So it's really important that you get them neutered. So it's not a simple sign like a dog.
I know you're saying it's different from a dog, but is that more or less what you'd call the cat goes into heat? And many times a year would it happen?
She goes into heat solidly from around this time of the year through until August.
Wow.
So she'll be in season and she'll be ready to reproduce. And cats are a thing called ovulation induced, which means the act of mating actually causes them to actually release the egg, which means they get pregnant. So it's one of these things where it's not a question of catching them at just the right time once every 6 months.
Yeah.
They can get pregnant any time during that period.
You hardly need a Tom at all, do they?
No, but of course the one little Tom cat that's out there is out there every night, maybe twice a night.
Okay.
So it's really important to get the male cats done.
Okay,
as well.
So people look up dspca.ie to get all the details. And how long is that offer going to last?
The offer is for February, but then keep an eye out because we do extend these offers from time to time, and we do a very good discounted neutering through our mobile clinic, so they can find all those details out on our website as well.
Yeah, I've heard talking about people talking about the different cats and the personalities of the different cats, and do they really make good companions for people? As a dog would.
Cats are great. They are brilliant companions. I mean, every cat is different. Their personalities are different. It's a bit like saying, you know, you just take two people, put them in a room and, you know, they'll have to get on. They're both humans. Doesn't happen like that, and it's the same with cats. But no, cats are great companions. They really are, and they're very, very, you know, come to you with your different moods. And a lot of people are very resistant to, you know, getting some cat affection. But I think, you know, you just need to spend a bit of time with a cat and see how it goes. And there's still a lot of time and work and energy goes into looking after a cat, but you don't have to bring them for a walk as much, you know, like you would a dog. So they are better for older people or maybe people who don't have as much time on their hands.
Yeah, but a lot of people have the perception of the cat being rather aloof and apathetic towards the humans, that they'll do everything just to suit themselves, that they don't really care. But that's not really true.
Well, we know a few humans like that as well, don't we?
Oh, we do.
Absolutely. Personalities can be quite different. So it's a bit like, you know, as I said to you, cats' personalities are very different. So this is why it's important if you are going to adopt a cat. You don't always go for a kitten. Often the older cats are the better ones to adopt because you know what their personalities are like, and you can actually meet them in rescue centres like the DFPCA and get to know the cats before you take them home. And you'll know if the cat likes you or not, because if it doesn't like you, it's going to sit with its back to you in the back of the kennel.
Really?
Yeah.
So there you go. And just finally, on cats, because I know very nothing at all about them. You know, when you get a dog as a pup, they can be a bit destructive. And it's not intentional, but they can be a bit destructive, chewing furniture and slippers and that. Do cats have any of the habits of that if they're kittens?
No, you do have to train them not to go climbing up the curtains and not to go jumping on things. And you know, like a dog, you do have to house train them, but they're usually easier to house train because they have the natural instinct to go in the litter tray. So as long as you keep your litter tray clean, then they're not going to go anywhere else in the house. So, yeah, there's a few quirks, but there again, anybody thinking of getting one, lots and lots of research first before you get into it. And talk to friends who have cats already.
Okay, and there's no such thing as there is with dogs, is there kennels and stuff like that? You know, these illegal kennels that they keep, breeding kennels. There's none of that to do with cats.
There isn't. I mean, there are people out there who do breed cats, but they're usually the pedigree cats. And you do hear stories sometimes of people mass producing cats, but to be honest, there's so many cats out there, people are usually looking to get a free kitten rather than paying for one anyway. Yeah. So I don't think the business is out there for the mongrel cats. It's the pedigree cats that you may occasionally run into a situation where somebody is mass breeding cats, but not as
widespread as dogs. Listen, always a pleasure talking to you, Gillian. And we're talking again about neutering, and people look up dspca.ie for all the information about that. And I'll talk to you next month. Thank you very much, Gillian.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And that's Gillian Bird, of course, from the DSPCA. So you do have a young kitten out there, or even a cat a year old, and you just never got around to get it neutering. Now's the time to get it done. So look up DSPCA and .ie for all the information on that.